the finger prodded into my left nostril. They still persisted, waving their camera behind with their other hand to capture the whole thing, apparently filming the stunt for some audience present or future. It must have been the fourth time, and with each one he exclaimed, "You're in Japan and I'm in London." Half of this was true, the other part possibly prophetic if I were to give them some credit. After all, the train was to the airport terminal, a half-empty carriage, our fellow travellers showing little interest in this particular loop of engagement a couple of fellow strangers were engaged in. Best to let it play out by itself, they thought. "You're in Japan, I'm in London," again. My fear of any type of confrontation meant this would possibly go on until my stop came up in 15 minutes or so. Though I held high hopes theirs would be sooner, but maybe they'd missed it. I couldn't say whether they had been on the train when I got on, or if they'd joined with me, or soon after. All speculations I hoped would distract the beastly aspect of myself, which was brimming with decades of repression. Speculations to prevent me from biting a section of their face off, thus chomping through all the faces that had ever toyed with me, and my inculcated yet now paper-thin mild manners. "Listen, look, we're both in London, moving towards its outskirts. Japan must be somewhere way over there," I said, attempting genial gesticulations to the window behind me. They looked over obligingly, shaking their head as the finger moved closer again, the train jerking on the bend so it came extremely near to my eyeball. I stuck my hand in my pocket to see if I could find my earbuds amongst the snotty rags and receipts. A simple distraction, a move to one of the other senses might help. Focus channeled somewhere else. "I think the earbuds must be in Japan," I thought to myself, chuckling as the finger came at me again. My last laugh. I hated this person, and looking at them closely, I came to the conclusion I would hate them even if this wasn't happening, if I saw them in a queue or on television. They must be a type, bear a resemblance to someone odious I've come across before. The measly eyes, ponytail, herringbone jacket and bow tie, the white pristine trousers mottling with ever larger blobs of blood. As my hand repeatedly jabbed with the broken bottle at their midriff, their finger still coming in with alarming frequency, the words untroubled by the manic retaliation powered by all the me's there had ever been, willing our present arm to go harder, deeper, up, down, across, through.
Thank you.